from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, this is a tough subject. Even tougher to understand someone that is beyond words. Help us, Lord, in this day. Just put it in simple terms. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So hopefully you guys had a simple, easy morning. Anybody woke by the lightning? Four. All right, so we're up to four. So for some of us driving in here this morning, the storm was coming this way, and I was coming this way. It was just absolutely gorgeous where you get those lightning strikes that are still a way away from you. And yet it just lights up the sky in a way in which it's gorgeous. But going into the storm, being here, the tornado sirens going off, not knowing where things are, lightning all around, shaking, hail, wind, it's like, well, at least I'm not on a boat. But thinking of that, I was driving in, and here I am just sitting there looking at the storm, and it's like, you know what? There was one time when someone just stood up on a boat when it was rocking like this, and all he said was, be still. And you think that's power and all that mightiness of that lightning? All he had to say was, be still. And it just vanished. Just to comprehend that power is just amazing. So anybody like to... I was going to say, do they still make board games? I would say, yeah, they still make board games. Some of us still like to play them. So this morning, want to take a look. Cranium, anybody play Cranium? All right, so you play Cranium. All right, so excellent. I don't even know what the age bracket is of this. There's an adult version, and pretty hard to set up, maybe. Do you play? There's Sorry, Monopoly. Do you ever run into the problem of playing at somebody else's house? And you have your family rules, and you go to someone else's house, and you kind of have to say, well, we're going to play by their rules, right? And so all of a sudden, you're just kind of figuring out what's real, and my son here at age three picks up this game, so he pulls it out. This is the adult and teen one. At 3 years old, he pulls it out, and like any three-year-old, pulls out the instructions. Have you done this? You pull out the instructions, and number one, he's three. Number two, he doesn't know how to read. Number three, he has a vivid imagination. Guess what kind of rules he was playing by? So whenever there's a rule that fits him, he kind of makes it up as he goes, right? Because that's what you kind of do. And that's kind of what you do as a family. Because instead of reading by the rules and going by the rules, there are your rules that you kind of get comfortable with. But at age three, he's reading here, and he's deciding what is right and wrong. He's three, but he still looks at the manual, the directions, I'm assuming that's what kind of happens in your family. At age three, not knowing anything, he's kind of making up as he go. And so I'm beginning to wonder, kind of, do we ever do that? And I take a look at Holy Trinity Sunday. Is the most difficult thing to try to correspond what Trinity actually means. The word Trinity is nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in there. The concept is, but the word Trinity was made up later. And so this morning, if you would, I'd like to bring up the Old Testament reading. All right, let's read this together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The very first verse in Scripture, can I say this is a rainbow, and this morning you understand what I mean? Is that possible? Because just by something peering through something, you see an array of different lights. This verse here has many different things in it. Number one, the word for God in the Hebrew, that's the original language, is actually a plural word. So it can be translated either God or gods. It can mean both. You learn from the text which way it is. Interesting thing here is God being plural here, the word created, the verb, is in the singular tense, as if one person did it. So it's not Holy Spirit, Son, Father, plural did it, they did it as one. In the Hebrew, every single time God does something, he does it in a singular sense. So right from the very beginning, right from the very first verse of Scripture, you learn that there are mechanics in God that are doing as one. And so you see the concept of the Trinity even from the very beginning. And so this was a small problem because in Moses' day, he received some instruction. I'll read this. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him, the sojourner as well as the native. When he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. God wanted you to be careful with who he was so much that if you were guilty of blaspheming, that meant your life. Okay? And so it was very important that God separated himself from everyone else. And so we see here in John chapter 5, verse 18, this was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill Jesus, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So by the code that the Old Testament prescribed, anytime you blaspheme or call yourself God, what was the result? You were to be put to death. That's it. No more. And so we see why people had a problem with Jesus during his time. He was coming and saying, I am God and I am equal with the Father. And so one plus one is? One plus one is? Three. The problem is that if you have Jesus and you have the Father in heaven, with the Jews seeing Jesus themselves, they had a small problem because the mathematics didn't add up. God was one, and if you call yourself God, you are put to death. Jesus comes, calls himself God, and all of a sudden, they know this guy must be put to death. It's that simple for them. And so that got Jesus in just a little bit of trouble with the people in power. They couldn't figure out. And even when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in the area of John 3:16, he was talking about God's love, but he was talking about Nicodemus. You of all people who know the Old Testament should know that God works in many different and mysterious ways. You know that God is the makeup of God is different than what is prescribed. And the makeup of God is this. Inside the Trinity, inside the triune God, you have different ways in which God interacts with his people. You see the power from on high of the Father on a throne. You see the Son who comes down to save us from our sins. You see the Holy Spirit who goes with us. Those three all act in one. And so here we see the Trinity being played out in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Let's go back just from the very beginning. In the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. From the very start of creation, from the very start of the moment, God knew that we would sin. Difficult thing to, why would God want to have a connection with a people that would turn their backs on him? Why? It's a difficult thing. We don't understand it. He knew. He knows everything. Why did he create 7 days? Because he knew that on a Friday that Christ would be killed, and making it holy on a Saturday would mean no work, means that Jesus would have to be in the tomb so that he would be in there 3 days to rise on Sunday. God already knew this. He already had it foreknowledge. And yet he still creates man who would have an imperfect connection with him, and yet he would send his perfect son to have a perfect connection through him. So the Holy Trinity, we see that God goes with us today in this. Let's read this together. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Find any other faith-based, want to call it religion or thought, in which a God loves someone so much that no matter what, they're willing and allows them to be disrespectful, to be disobedient, to be outright sinful, and yet loves him so much that he's patient so much to send his son to die for him. Find any other source where God says, you can't keep these commandments. You can't be perfect, and yet I'll be perfect for you. There's no other religious set in the world. That's true. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, the concepts of who you are cannot be expressed in words. It cannot be expressed in our thoughts. Lord God, we look forward to a day in which we won't have to wonder about what the words mean. We will actually see you face to face. So Lord God, we are looking forward to that day, and until that day, keep us in the knowledge that, Lord God, you are always in control. In your son's name we pray. Amen.